Blog Talk Radio.
And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you. More than you ever know, more than you ever know. When I wasn't making much money, you know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. And I never spent a red cent. Hey. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you'll ever know? That you demand, I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now tell me, is that any way for a man to carry on? Than you'll ever know.
whatever it is I desire. My vibration is higher, even when my soul is on fire. I don't like to complain, but I feel beat up and tired. I never put my feet up and fight it. I face my fears, I'm not hiding. Trust me, mango. Heart to the bone like my rope. Mango, sweet like mango. You wanna get beat, let's tango. You're a street, you're in mango. Don't come here with no scandal. Don't come here with no. Well, even something broken, trust me. Gallant freedom is,
yeah.
The gallant freedom is ugly. They wanna get feely and touchy. Smile and weak, then they must be. Came from the ground, but now man's here though. Say that I need my chills though. Say that I need my flowers, but I'm not gone yet, man's still here though.
Thank you.
baby. No matter what I've seen in the past, I won't let it impact that we grown now, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste. I stay it straight, stay to your face, won't contemplate, you contemplate that, baby. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from a ceiling for you. No, my brother thought there was no limit for me.
Love so, love so, baby, night with feeling in
creeps inside my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you were sorting me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start to fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
Carry on. rolling in pain. I call you babe, so you know what that means. It ain't my last temptation. I know that my feelings are clouded, but baby, we can't live without it. Love, no game. Oh, carry on and rock with me. As long as we rolling in pain from
now. Now you mean the world to me. Say what you want. It's different. It's reality.
Meditation at like 1:30. Then I ride to the studio, listening to some shit I wrote.
You kind of my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my hand and write some love that is to heaven. Just like magic, middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic. I get everything I want cause I attract it. Looking at my phone but I'm trying to disconnect. Read a fucking book, I be trying to stick a neck. Sky is tricky at the top, gotta keep a semi, go for a big wallet. Losing friends left and right, but I just spent another night. This karma, my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Take my pen and write some love letters to heaven. Just like magic, middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic, I'm attracted. I get everything I want cause I attract it.
Good evening, good evening. Oh my goodness, what is playing now? Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that was about. Blog Talk doing his own thing. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined here by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Hey, Stan, how you doing tonight?
Oh, Danielle, I'm doing great. Just watching more rain.
Oh, okay. Y'all got rain, too? Yeah, it stormed over here. Not too long, but it did storm for a minute. I love the rain, though. It's all good, though. A lot of feedback over there, Sam. Y'all running some machines or something?
No, not out here. Just rain.
I'm hearing a lot of... Hold on one second. Let me see something. Yeah, it's over there. I don't know what that feedback is saying, but I'm gonna see what I can do about that. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that humming noise was. Anyway.
Is it still there?
No, no, it's gone now. I welcome y'all to Poetic Therapy. I already said that, huh? This is the For Real Entertainment Network. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average? And you can be raw. Now, I got my raw links on, but we haven't had a chance to get up there in the mountains and hold Stan down and put some raw links on him yet, so I'm not even going to ask him. Y'all, I'm not going to tell him. One of these days, we're going to surprise him. We're going to get up there, we're going to surprise him and put some raw links on him. And, you know, he ain't going to have no excuses, none whatsoever. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, don't just call in and listen. You can press that one, put your hand up, and participate. You know, all y'all are great poets, and I welcome everybody's poetry. Everybody. Okay. So, what's on your mind tonight, Stan? What's been going on with you?
Well, actually, pretty much for a solid 2 weeks, it's been rain. And it would stop raining long enough for you to mow the lawn, weed eat the property, rain again, and watch it jump 2 inches overnight. That's pretty much been it.
That don't sound too bad, actually. For me, I love the rain. Okay, it can rain forever. Honestly, I don't care. I love the rain. So, hey, so I truly appreciate it when it comes. Over here, man, we've been fighting and sticky humidity and heat. And sometimes when it rains, when it storms over here, it does cool us down. But we didn't get no cool down. It's still hot and sticky as ever. Okay. So it is what it is. Yeah. But Stan the Man, I know you brought a piece for us to listen to tonight.
Of course I did.
All right.
And what I brought is a little something that was inspired reading a quote from a gentleman named Karl Marx.
Oh, okay.
Men are the products of their circumstances and upbringing.
All right. The mic is yours.
This is extenuating circumstances. Why such rage in some hearts? We in the modern era and millennium, with advances bordering on miraculous, still old ways arise, denying, defying change. This brings new fire to old ashes. This new wounds to old scars. Greed, the spoiler of our unity. Its need to feed devours advancement. Healing of old wounds open to fester, become toxic. Reforms, chains, bondage of inherent hate and pointless fear. A pandemic of misleading ignorance. These repeat offenses continue to plague. We must find a common human accord to bring sanity back to hearts for healing. Old hates and ways cast out, purged, so the next not infected by elders' mistakes. Leave no excuse to rationalized hate's shadow spreading over a unified light of humanity. Equality realized without prejudice repeated as an extenuating circumstance. In peace.
Wow. You know what, Stan? I'm really disgusted with myself right now because instead of me hitting the mute button on my phone, I hit the disconnect button. I was in a panic. I was like, no. But I hurried up and called back in just in time enough to catch the majority of the piece you just did. And that was beautiful. And you have such a smooth way of reading that, man. I'm trying to tell you, it don't matter what you read. It just sounds great. I really, really like that piece. Yeah, it does. It sounds
Thank you.
Awesome. Man, oh, man. And what was that? What was that by? I mean, what was that by? What was that piece called again?
Extenuating Circumstances.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Man, I loved it. All right, I got a little short piece here that I kind of tweaked a little bit, just added a few words onto, but I know you guys have heard it before, and it is still untitled. You know, I'm working on two different books, and I still have not put titles to these pieces, even though they're going in my book. So one of these days, I guess the closer I get to the last one, I guess I'll put titles on them. I don't know. But here's my piece. She is beautiful, but not by society standards or like the ones you see in the magazines. She's beautiful for her thoughtfulness and the way her eyes light up with sun in her face when she talks about something she loves. For the way she not only still finds a way to lift someone's spirits, but the fact that she actually still wants to, even when she's feeling down. It's her selfless, unconditional giving nature and her seemingly unlimited patience. it isn't something so temporary as her looks. It's the goodness deep within her soul. You can't purchase something like that, so don't waste her time, because she knows her worth, and yours too, but she still has work to do on herself. And just as with anyone else who wastes her time, you'll miss her when she's gone. That's that piece.
I've got to tell you, I don't know what you tweaked in it, but it all worked. That was sweet. I definitely like that piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that thing. Now, what I'm going to do is open up this very first mic. We got ourselves a C-34 Music.
Yes.
Hey, C-Double. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I need therapy.
You need some therapy?
I need some therapy.
Okay, well, you came to the right place then.
I'm glad I came to the right place. And I wanted to say, how are you doing? And I hope you didn't forget our proposal a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't. I haven't forgotten. What I have to say to that is I have had several since you came up. Literally, I'm like, you just opened up the floodgates when you asked me about that. And I agree, I don't know what happened. It's like about four or five different poets came at me. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you really have to blame Job DeVerbal and Miss VIP for that, because they sparked it up for me.
Exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right, because they did. They kicked this off with collaborations, and they have some really, really beautiful ones at that.
Yes.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Stan the Man, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Joe, and it is great to hear from you. So there was a collaboration, a conspiracy.
Yes, the truth is out there.
I believe so. I believe so. It may very, you may very well be right. Yeah, I'm a big conspiracy theorist, as my kids call me anyway. So it might be. But I am working on something. It's taking me a little bit of time, but I am working on something. I'm not the quickest, but I'm working on it definitely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I meant to contact you some kind of way and let you know that I hadn't forgotten about you.
I didn't want to be treated like a broke stepchild or anything like that. You know, the distant cousin once removed, all that stuff. You know.
I call it the red-headed stepchild with freckles and two left shoes with no laces.
Yeah. I remember them.
Aside from that, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm trying to get away from watching the Yana Van Zandt or the Shahrazad Ali duel. I'm trying to get away from that, but, you know, my music mind keeps going.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned Shahrazad because apparently there was an interview with her, and she was being asked the questions that, what's that guy's name, Kevin Samuels or whatever his name is, the one that is, I consider to be very, very toxic person.
Because
he makes women feel really, really down about themselves, like they are inadequate and not good enough. And I was watching a little bit of her interview, and she's, all I can say is she's a great chess player. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
They tried to manipulate her, but she had something for him. So I have somewhat of an admiration for that woman. Pretty good. I'm going to go back to it. The interview was kind of long, but I'm going to go back to it a little bit later. Right now. Other than that, I don't really know what else is going on as far as you were talking about her and Ilyana Van Zandt. I don't know anything about that.
You know, these are, Ilyana's not the type of therapy I need, so I hope you don't have an impression of Ilyana Van Zandt.
Honestly, all I know is she's supposed to be some kind of counselor. I really don't know much about her to speak on her. I make jokes. I make light of her name when people come and talk to me because they look at me as a little bit of a therapist for real, some kind of counselor.
Yeah.
But I'm only speaking on my experience. That's it. And because everybody has an issue. Everybody's got something going on in their life, something that's happened. You know, and when it comes to me with it, I kind of know a little bit about a little bit of something. So that's all I can tell them. You know. But it seems to work.
So I'm standing in. You're not going to be Phil Donahue or Geraldo Rivera or Montel Williams or Dr. Phil. You're not going to be any of those, are you?
I might end up as bald as Dr. Phil, but that's about it.
Okay, because I was hoping that you would be Maury. That's all I'm hoping for.
Wow, no, Maury, wow.
Hey, I look at it this way. I've had enough mistakes and regrets in my life to fill a boat. You know, if anybody wants to see dirt on me, they can look at my past. I have not been a saint by any measure, so I don't judge.
Well, there you go, right there.
I hear that.
So that makes you Judge Wapner.
Oh, wow. Not Wapner. That's a name I haven't heard in years. Okay. Wow. That's what's up. Oh, man. Well, C-Double, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I brought you something that may be venomous, but it's also something that you got to get off your chest. And it has to do with somebody that I deal with.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Bring it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Note to a Non-Factor. You're not even my woman. I'm definitely not attracted to you physically. Maybe it's your way with words that draws a commonality between us to the point where your emotional witchcraft is magnetized within how I deal with all your crap. How the hell did we get here? Where I'm so pissed off, I want to freak you from behind just to see the ugly faces you make that comes so naturally for you. Where I take out my pent-up aggressiveness just to regret it later and you smile. You got a piece of my soul. You take my act of random kindness for granted, causing psychological damage when you continue to contact me. Lose this connection and control you try to wield over me, emasculating in your constant attempts to castrate me by shaping my clay, shortening my name and frying me like the chicken I am. Your methods are crispy as your actions got me all spicy, dead, and tired. You're not even my type no more, as I've had you before. You manipulate your strategy as you stay embedded. My mental and I said no. You're with a clone of me, but you lust after the unauthorized and unattainable, the attached and content, trying to pull on my strings like a puppeteer. You hate narcissism, but have you even looked in the mirror? I speak in parables, but your intelligence can't grasp the obvious hints. I'm not into crossing swords for the threesome menage a trois you crave for. Your double-mindedness does not make my member hard. I don't say this out of your perceived hopeful jealousy. I'm a gentleman, but to hell with being gentle with you. And I really want to shut your mouth, but I see the visuals and images of your practice of suctioning. And I might like it immensely the way you give brainstorms. So I decline the offer and opportunities, even if the price is right. I will not come down there to get intoxicated off that forbidden fruit that made Georgia famous, just to be saturated and marked as yours by your glazing. Why do I let you set my temperature when you repel me with everything? Yet parts of your flesh tempts me to release. You're demonstrating your demonic at all costs just to bond with me, and I don't want you. You are a non-factor. Stay away from me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Man. You don't want that person even in your atmosphere.
Wow.
That was pretty deep. Man.
Yeah, it got to that point where it's like, you know what? Yeah.
I get it.
That was beyond a hint. That was a declaration. If they don't get that, then you might want to check them to see if they're brain dead.
Make
Damn.
You wonder about some folks. I know, right? Well, I hope they got the message because I'm embarrassed for them. Man, that was pretty deep, C-Double.
Thank you, because I'm not a sadomasochist, but sometimes people will take you to that point where, you know what, let's go in the back and do something.
Okay. Okay, I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just saying I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
It doesn't mean that I like it,
but
there it is.
Ooh, it is storming. It just started back up. Stan, you done sent some of that tropical weather our way. Goodness,
man, I don't know. It seems to still be right here. But you want to talk about a storm, whoever this person was, they definitely kicked up a storm in C.J., but they definitely kicked up a storm in him.
I think with Perla Negra might have an idea.
Well, I'm not going to mention no names, but...
Don't mention no names.
I understand. I'm sure enough understand.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's up? All right. C-Double. Oh, I almost called you Stan. All right. I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. You know, we have a lady next door to our gentleman. So the choice is yours, and you are actually the first patient to go on over there and, you know, kick your feet up, grab yourself a glass of wine, and lay it on them.
Yep, I will, because I'm hoping for like a Frasier type of counseling.
Well, there you go.
Well, you may want to go next door to talk to Robert. But you can't take too long. Yeah, he's like.
Wait a minute. You said Robert.
Yeah, his name. Well, actually, Robert got. It's not even Robert. It's Roberto, because when I was speaking CEO of Epiphany, he said he made a mistake and the wrong one got locked up for something.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
I'm not trying to see the one that met Gail.
Well, going over there next door to the lady and she's pretty good. All right, thank you for calling. One love, one
mic. You're welcome. One love, one mic to the both of you.
Wow, Stan, that was all right. That was a pretty decent piece. I feel for whoever that person is, honestly, because I don't even want to talk to you like that. Right there.
Man, I'm going to tell you, if you are someone that is that much trying to manipulate your way into someone's life to where that's their honest assessment, you need to check yourself real quick.
I understand. God, you do. But, Stan, I'm gonna do this real quick and work something out over here.
All right.
Baby, it's a long way down. Baby, it's a long way down. Heart develop a fear of flying. I
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, it is storming over here, thundering and lightning and carrying on. But before I go any further, I'd like to give a shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and a very, very good friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Because without him, there would be no us. Thank you, darling. Well, man, speaking of the CEO of Epiphany Radio, we got him on the line next. Let's open up this microphone. Hey, for real, how you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Baby, baby, take your socks off. What a deal, what a deal. Hello, Stan. Hello, Miss Pearly. How are you?
What it do?
We're doing good tonight, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a great night for poetry. It's raining, mm-hmm. thunder, and lightning, and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought
like
it was over.
Especially if oh, it ain't over, not yet. It's filling up my pool. We're filling up my pool and whatnot with that. Good, 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 refreshing fluid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, moisture.
Mm-hmm. Moisture.
I like moisture. Oh. I like it.
Like moisture.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like it.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
Yeah,
I kind of like
moisture
too.
Yeah. If I could recapitulate a little bit further on, water is so sustaining to the human element. Yes, I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right about that. Water is the best.
Especially when it comes from the sky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go without food. We can't go without water.
Yes, 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 yes. Ain't nothing like a raisin in the sun.
I hear that now. Not the raisin in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Speaking of moisture, I'm giving off a lot of it. Sweat over here, sweating like a this is ridiculous.
You better retain some of that. You better retain some of that, girl.
Oh, I'm replacing it. I am definitely replenishing myself because I go through cases and cases of water. So trust me, I'm good.
Mm.
Just doesn't feel very good to sweat because it leaves you sticky and gritty and feeling all kinds of ways, especially when you're just sitting there not doing nothing. No.
I'm suffering right now listening to you because, I didn't want no background noise. I had to turn my air conditioner off, turn my fan off, and you know what I'm saying, breaking down, sweat.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I hear you. But it's all good other than that, you know. This is just our body reacting to let us know we're still alive. Please do.
Yeah, so who is, I just want to know, who is she double 40 mad at? I heard his piece. It sounded like he was upset with somebody.
I think you got to inbox him about that. I really do.
I feel you, CW. I'm sorry about the W. Shovel double. I feel you, my brother. I feel your pain. I feel the anger. I feel anger.
You feel anger? Mm-hmm. Is it inner anger? Inner Bruce Lee anger?
I felt some inner anger there, CW.
He was speaking his mind.
Yes, he was.
Stay away from him. You heard that? At the end, he said, stay away.
Yeah, he said, fuck it, away from me. That's what he said.
Yeah, he sure did.
I don't know who he is and what next to him, but whoever it is, they better stay the hell away from him.
And I put it this way.
Forewarned.
He had a wonderful poetic way to tell them to go away.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He spoke his mind very clearly. You know what? You know, I was wanting somebody. I was thinking about somebody special that I would like to get a little closer to. And it's just the opposite of what he was saying. You know, I would like to get a little closer. Me, Smeagol, and that
Smeagol.
One special person. Yes, I would say romantic love poems in her ear in the voice of Smeagol. I would say to her, and that special person is Miss T. LaChelle. I would love to recapitulate with her every night and every day. Recapitulating love songs of love and love and love. Do you hear that, Miss T. LaChelle? I would love to recapitulate with you. Will you recapitulate with me? I want an answer in my inbox.
Wow.
I expect an answer in my inbox. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to recapitulate with mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, I can say it now.
I got to say it.
Yes,
if you were an oak tree, she's got your sappy flowing.
Yeah.
Show enough.
I love sappiness. I heard her singing the other night. It reawakened my capitulations. She can sing, can't she?
Yeah. She's a songbird. But, yes, she is. I didn't know she had such a beautiful voice like that.
But it's one I'm not going to forget. Mm-hmm.
She has a beautiful sound.
Yes, she is a very beautiful, spirited woman. But don't get it twisted. Oh, she can be a handful.
She can
be a handful.
Okay. Okay. I hear you.
But you got the right one when it comes to me, myself, and Smeagol. Oh, I got just what you need.
Not Smeagol. Okay. Well, before you get into, you hand the mic over to Smeagol, could you tell us what you got going on in Epiphany Universe?
Hey, what I got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe, each and every Monday night at the Epiphany Radio Universe, we call it the Soul Cafe where we chill. The Soul Cafe, let's chill. Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in, y'all. It's nothing but a bunch of hip-hop, R&B, and mostly neo-soul music wrapped all up. It's good for the soul, so grab yourself a bowl. And then halfway through the program, we get into some creative writing with what we call Pick Up Your Pen with your boy, Sheboing, for real. And recreate some pieces right on the spot. We throw out some phrases to you guys, and you are supposed to write a piece according to the genre, whatever is spoken by the host, and you have until the song is over, the song that will be played, to have your piece done. If you don't finish your piece, you must end what you wrote and also the phrase saying, "And then I took my socks off." So we have a lot of fun over here with the creative writing halftime called Pick Up Your Pen. Hey, come join us. Don't be scared to show your creativity piece. Let loose, and that's what we do. We share in our creative writing, what motivates us, what inspires us to write. Monday nights at the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. Shaboing. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, I guess I'm talking to Smeagol now. I don't know why I keep getting ready to put a C-H in that in the beginning, a S-C-H instead of a S-M, but I do. I don't know. It just feels natural. I don't know.
Well,
but,
it sounds natural to do so.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear what Smeagol bought.
Yeah. Oh, well,
whenever you're ready.
No peace tonight.
Oh, he won't be putting no peace tonight? All right.
Oh, hell to the no. Hell to the no. Smeagol only comes out for that special one and only person that he got a crush on.
Therefore.
Your boy for real will be spitting a piece. And I got something a little depressing, very depressing, sad, heartache type of stuff. Let's see if I can give it the character.
For real, did we lose you?
No.
It says you on there. For real? It still says you're on there. Oh, man. Did you mute yourself for real? Oh, man. Oh, wow. That sucks. All right.
Well,
we'll come back to him. We'll come back to him.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go to the next caller. And we'll come back to it. Oh, and the next caller is my diva, Ms. V.I.T. How you doing tonight, diva? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hello, Stan. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing fine, Ms. V.I.T. How are you?
I'm doing. Not for sure.
You doing? I want to know, how was your, I heard you were swimming with the dolphins today. How was that?
My granddaughter and my aunt, we swam with the dolphins today. It was a great day. My granddaughter had a great time, and that's all that counted. And she turns 10
tomorrow,
so.
Right. Happy birthday. Oh, that's so awesome. That is so awesome.
Really?
Did you enjoy
yourself?
Happy
birthday.
I did.
Oh,
pictures and videos.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up, definitely. So is it anything on your mind you want to talk about, or would you like to get right into your piece?
Well, you know, I made this piece up about an hour ago. And, you know, when you get some bad news and you feel helpless to do anything about it, and you just know that, you know, the person that happened to it was better than that. And then when you love someone more than themselves, you got to let go. And it hurts.
Absolutely.
That's what
this piece is about. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is titled, Can You? Can you love the pain away? See, I got a call, and it was bad news. I loved as long as I could, supported as well. Now I'm in a clusterfuck. This is hell. I immediately fell to my knees, praying to the Almighty to send down his angels to fix it. Help me understand it. Baby, please, please come and love the hurt away. Your lips can tell me to let go and let God. Your arms can hold me tight. I need to feel you skin to skin throughout this night. I didn't want to resort to the usual thing. I feel you're all I need to take away this pain. I need your love to soothe me. I can't be without someone tonight. Is all the grief the price to pay for love? I loved, and now I feel I'm lost. Please come and love my pain away. And that's that piece.
Ouch.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I think we have all been in that space in our life where, well, those of us being in love or just really attached to someone and it isn't getting reciprocated for whatever reason. So one of the hardest things we have to do is let go. And we have to really not just let go of them, but we have to we have to push ourselves to release ourselves from them, not just let go of them. We have to release ourselves from them, because sometimes we can let them go, but we're still trying to hold on to them. You know what I mean? I felt you on that piece. That was pretty deep, Stan.
I gotta say it. That's a pain that'll linger. You do. They say time heals all wounds. I say to a point.
Right.
It depends on how much of yourself you had in this person.
Yeah.
But
Most definitely.
It honestly does eventually heal. Not completely.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that. Not completely.
Yeah.
But it does heal.
Well, I'm just hoping.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Diva, I'm
bogarting my counselor tonight. So.
Wait a minute. I'm getting ready to send you over there to him, and he is steaming. He is fuming at me right now. Bob, Roberto, can you hold on 1 second? She is coming. I need her to talk about her show. She got two shows that she holds. Can we get that information first? Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Diva, before I release you to Roberto, because he is in my ear. He is, you know what? I'm about to dock his pack. can you please tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely, absolutely. On Wednesday, me, Miss VIP, and La Perla Negra are in the Love Zone Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And then on Friday, it is Express Your Vibe with my amazing co-host, Poetic. And come on out, because we don't want you to suppress it. We want you to express that vibe. That's all I got going on, Diva.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right. Thank you for that heartfelt piece, being transparent with us about what's going on. And that information about your show, please go on over there to the therapist's office before I have to fire this man. He is working my nerves about you. He missed you, honey. He said it's been a whole week. I ain't heard from her.
No, boy.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to send you over there.
All right.
Well, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Hey, all I can say is, Roberto, take a breath. Take your socks off. She's on her way.
Oh, she is his therapy. That's what he told me. She is his therapy. Ain't that something? The therapist needs therapy. Woo, child, this lightning is playing with me. I don't play with electricity. I'm trying to tell you. But we're going to open up this... We're going to open up this next microphone back We're going back to the CEO. Let's see if we can hear him now. For real? Are you back with us, love? For real? Oh, man, I don't know what's going on. Can't hear you, love.
Oh, man, I don't know what this is.
I don't know
what
it is either.
Because we were all set to hear this piece. We were all set for it.
Yes, yes. And this is kind of a disappointment. But we're going to try again a little bit later. Man. All right. What are we going to do? Let me go over here and drop a tune real quick. And maybe by the time the song is over, we can come back and try one more time. All right, Stan? How about that?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Quick, stop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Now we got an echo. Goodness, there's all kinds of feedback on this on Blog Talk tonight. Ben, we got him back now. He's just on a different number. For real, can you hear us? Can we hear you?
What it do?
There you go.
Welcome back.
There we go.
What it
do? That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Now, by any chance, are we going to get to, you know, are our ears going to get graced with this piece by you?
Yes. Can you hear me pretty well?
It's crystal clear.
Crystal.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. My lungs refuse to function. Why breathe? I'm missing a rib. No reason to. Taking in so much pain, impelled by jagged daggers of mistakes I've inhaled. I've made a few mistakes, haven't you? We all have now and then. Again, I've made some, but in you and your conditional, you broke it off before I could correct them. Lungs stuck, don't want to breathe again. So a broken heart corrodes, unable to hold oxygen through the bandages. Why breathe through this tainted air? Stagnant pollution, why breathe again? I've inhaled my apologies on bended knees to ears that refuse to hear. No longer cares or feels she wants to be free again. She thinks that it's greener over there in a field trapped with misery again. Queen of her own destiny, set sail on a ship that's sinking just to hurt me again. When we can simply reason in love, images in one frame, picture that, back in love again. We can simply reason in the name of love and because we've loved each other, but of course, maybe it flowed just through these veins, these arteries. It hurts knowing that you left home long ago. In your head, you were just going through the motions up until the last minute. That's why it was so easy for you to end it. Leave of absence, and you was already finished. I guess you wanted to breathe again. My lungs, I'm suffocating. Under chilled breaths, I find the strength to muster the words, goodbye, Biff. As I exhale again. Let no one else breathe for you. No other should hold your breath. It's too precious. Don't stop breathing cause they left. Inhale, hell. Take a deeper breath. Love didn't leave, no. Love never left. Search your chest, teeth never left. Breathe again. Breathe again. Keep on breathing. Oxygen, fresh and pure, missing a rib, but I've been restored. My lungs, I can breathe again. Breathe again, I can breathe again. For real. In peace.
Oh man. That was an excellent lament. I love that.
Beautiful. You
know,
absolutely beautiful.
Hello?
Can you hear that beeping sound? Yeah, I do. I hear it. I do hear it. An echo. Blog Talk is just cutting the floor tonight. That piece was beautiful, though. As with all your work, Pharrell, you know I'm a huge fan of your poetry. Very sappy, very very sappy. But you are, in fact, the king of sap. So I loved it. I loved it, Stan.
Hey, I've got to say it. I am so glad that echo did not come in there anytime he was doing that piece. That was wonderful. I love that. Again, I like that. Breathe again. Oh, man. Like she said, you are the king of the sappy.
Yes, he is. And that title is rightfully deserved. If he'll give it to you, he will bring it to you. Oh, man. This call dropped. I think it's called Hawk. You know what? This this sucks. Anyway, for real, you can call back in, man. We want to finish lathering you up. I'm gonna open up this next microphone. We got our Canadian connection over here with Lady A. How you doing, Lady A? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Oh, now my it won't even open up her mic. This thing is still loading. Boy, it's just cutting up on me tonight, man. I just can't get. And then it wouldn't open. Let me try this again. Open up her mic. There she is. Hey, Lady A. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
Hi. We're having some difficulties tonight.
Oh, man, Blog Talk is cutting up, and I think it might have something to do with this. Woo, there go again, this thunder and lightning. This lightning is hitting so close, it's got the dogs in the neighborhood barking when it strikes.
Wow.
Okay, and that's unusual. So it's something going on up there in the heavens. But I'm listening, Lord. I'm here. How you doing tonight, Lady A?
Not too bad. Had a big day on the beach today. Every day's a beach day.
Okay. All right. Will you speak to my co-host, Stan the Man?
Hey, Stan.
How are you doing, Lady A?
Good, thanks. Very good. How about you?
Oh, I'm just out here listening to the cicadas and the crickets and the other children of the night.
Oh.
Okay. I hear that. Yeah, this rain and stuff, whew, it's a mess. I love it, though. I wish I could sit outside in it right now, but I got to attend to you guys. So, what's on your mind for tonight, Lady A? It's good to hear from you.
Well, I was listening to the poetry there that has been already spoken, and I kind of what I like to do is to see what the mood is and what most people are talking about or feeling, and there was a few pieces that were frustration and anger and that sort of thing. So I've got a poem here that sort of reflects, it does reflect some of that, and it's called "You Don't Get to Tell Me."
Mm.
Ooh,
okay.
I like the title.
Well,
okay.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Right. Thank you. You don't get to tell me. A heartfelt apology is long overdue. A heartfelt, I'm sorry I hurt you. Months ago would have helped heal my head. You took willingly what was given instead. Acknowledge and own the sorrow you caused. It was 24 years last time I paused. When a man's word melted my brain, you came along and I melted again. No credence was given. It was just a few weeks. No pat on the head or kiss on the cheek. Gifts given to you were transformed from beauty to dirty. You said, predator scorned. Indifferent to heartache, ignored and belied, he forgot his manners, should have apologized. I heard the whispers, accusations, but then, oops. Don't forget your unkind words about them. I've lost heart, lost faith in mankind, feeling empty, forgotten, with no end this night. Validation is needed. Don't tell me how to feel. No one can tell me that I felt what I felt wasn't real. Silence isn't golden. It's killed me inside. Do what is right and admit that you lied. End poem.
Wow.
Wow.
I hear, oh, man, y'all are coming through with some really heartfelt pieces tonight. I guess y'all did need some therapy tonight. And I'm glad you did. That piece is beautiful. But, you know, all your pieces, they touch me in a different way, Lady A. And I love it when you come through with them. I really do. And, you know, telling the truth is, man, that's a big thing with me. After dealing with what I've dealt with for so many years. So I really, really appreciate that piece. Stan?
I don't think there is any heartbreak worse than one attached to a broken trust. And that poem expressed it.
Absolutely.
It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough, that's for sure, because when you believe somebody and you have all your flashing lights asleep and there doesn't seem to be anything to be alarmed about, and then, bang, you realize it was all a lie. It's pretty hard to swallow.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? When you get through that, you get past that, you come out even stronger and better, and you take away from it what you can, and you keep it moving. And,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it's easy, but you do get through it. And,
I think the anger helps get you through that. Then you're not so hurt anymore. You know, you're more angry, and you can. I feel I can deal with that better than heartache.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, because by the time we get to that level where we are actually angry, we might still be hurt, but we become a little bit more, can I say level-headed?
Yeah.
A clearer view of how we're going to continue to deal with it and release it. When you get to that point of anger, you're not feeling so weak anymore. You're actually getting your strength back. You're getting up and you say, you know what, that's enough. Enough is enough. I had it. And you learn how to walk away once you get angry. So it's not a bad, you know.
No, it's not a bad thing. But I think even more important is do not have anger toward yourself. You
that's
did
right.
nothing wrong. What you did was show yourself, open yourself, and share yourself openly.
Yeah.
You know, and you should not feel any kind of blame or shame in that at all. You know, there's no such thing in that situation as someone being a fool. You weren't. You openly and honestly gave yourself to a relationship. You know,
yeah.
and like Danielle said, you have to move on and learn from it. You know, a broken heart heals. A broken trust,
Absolutely. That's
a whole other story.
Yeah.
Man, you can't get trust back. Once you lose my trust, it's a wrap. I mean, I have respect for everybody. I'm not going to treat you like crap, but I'm not going to treat you any kind of way because I'm done. Once that trust is broken, ain't no glue in the world that can put that back together and you can get it back from me. You just can't. And that's just the way it is, you know. And I'll always be cordial towards you, but that's it. That's it. Because I've had my trust taken for granted too many times and thrown in my face. So I'm not playing that game no more. I'm just not doing it. Man. Thank you so much, Lady A, for calling in.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
With that, too. I'll send you over in the therapist's office. Go on over there, grab a drink, or go on in and talk to the lady, because VIP is being held captive by my male therapist. He, for some reason, he's just fallen now, and I got to have a talk with him.
All right. Thanks so much.
Lady A. Thank you, sweetie. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Stan, I'm going to do this real quick before I open up this next microphone.
Mm-hmm. This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Wow. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are on Epiphany Radio, and you are talking to us in Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Sam the Man Phillips. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. For those of you that are streaming online, that is how you get into the studio with us. Get online here and call us, participate. Make sure you put your hand up, press that one so we know you want to speak, you want to sit, or just talk. You have approximately 18 minutes before the Blog Talk lady cuts you off, and you will not be able to get in here or listen to the show or participate. So if you're streaming online, here's your information. Now, Stan, we're going to open up this next microphone. We got the Songbird in here. Yeah, this is T. LaShelle. My goodness.
Hello.
Hey, T. LaShelle. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing, love?
Hi, La Perla Negra. How are you?
I'm good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. Hi, Stan. How are you?
Oh, how are you doing, dear lady? It seems Smeagol is smitten with you.
Look.
He so is.
I'm not full of Smeagol tonight.
Uh-oh.
Now he's already in my inbox sending me selfies. I'm good. No.
You know it. He's probably sitting in front of the air conditioner talking about, I'm going to talk to her later.
No, because the only thing he wants is boing boing to communicate with me. No, I'm good. So, No boing boing activities. Thank you very much.
I hear you. Girl, I got to tell you, I think I heard you sing a long time ago, but I have forgotten how beautiful your voice is. I just had to let you know, girl. You get to eat. That's what's up, man. She's hidden talent. Hidden from me anyway. Man.
No, I hide them from everybody, but I just kind of sort of just, you know, every once in a while I'll, you know, dare to venture out.
Well, you should dare more often because it's a beautiful, beautiful gift.
Smeagol, get out of my inbox.
By the Lord of the Rings.
Uh-oh.
You are his precious.
No.
Oh, man. Now, T. LaShelle, I also want to give you some props on being the top promoter here, especially for Epiphany, man. You be doing it. You don't miss a beat with any show that comes on. You always give us recognition, and I want to thank you for that. Man, you do an awesome
thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are consistent, so I got to no say to anybody else, but you guys are consistent on your stuff, so it's easy to promote you guys. And
that's what,
the energy is always love. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Definitely.
Like I said, no shade to anybody else at all. But,
no.
Yeah, y'all got it.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up. Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you so much. I truly, truly feel. I get tickled as hell when I see my name up there. I'm like, oh, woo. I screenshot it and everything is saving. I'm trying to say, y'all think I'm joking. I'm screenshotting. Save it right in my gallery.
The times that I'm sitting there cracking the jokes and stuff like that, you know, Mr. Metaphoria took Penny hostage. And yeah. So,
we're going to hear about this later.
Right.
Yourself.
He can't help it. He really can't help it.
Nah, because he took me hostage the other day, and they banged on me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
He sure did. Yes, yes, he did. Oh, man. That's what's up, though. That's what's up. But I want to know, what's on your mind, or did you just come here to spit some poetry for us?
Well, I kind of started something in 2018 because I was dealing with a personal issue then. And in my transparency, I wanted to kind of sort of give the backstory. Called myself trying to date this guy, first guy I dated since my husband had passed. And I later found out that he was married. And so it was one of those situations where I was like, okay, what you don't understand is you have at home what I want, yet you decide you want to be deceptive, and that's fine. But I told him, in being a friend, the least he could have done was at least allow me to rise to the occasion, see if I wanted to, you know, pick up that mantle or not, whether or not I wanted to be the sidekick or not. So I started this project. It's not quite finished yet, but I wanted to go ahead and share tonight what I have so far, and I'll continue on with it from there.
Sorry.
If that's okay.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely okay. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called The Side Chick Chronicles. Cursing the side chick at the root. I abhor the reflection that I saw in the mirror last night. I looked at her and she at me. She glared, as cocky as she wanted to be, that bitch. Eve's evil seed. I remember a time when she was without guilt. Then she found herself open to a situation, one that would begin the cycle of excuses, betrayal, and lies. She opened herself easily. She took God's unfinished work in the fruit offered by the serpent, always wanting that which she could not have. Like she was not good enough, that greedy, thirsty thing. I saw her every day for almost a decade and a half now, salivating over OPP, staking claims to something owned by another. She was a pretty little liar and a thief. The demon paraded around unseen, just gallivanting in broad daylight. To be continued.
Wow.
Yo. You know what? Wow. Damn. Man. Shit, I don't know what to say on that one. I can go back to what you were saying before you got into reading it. That is an issue that a lot of people have. When getting into certain relationships, the ones that you get into a relationship with, they don't tell you that they're dealing with someone until later, or you find out on your own. And it's so unfair because it does not give you the chance. It doesn't give you a choice. You're either already in it, you know what I mean? And sometimes you're in it so deep you don't want to let go, and then there, you know, you get into it and you find out, you're lucky enough to find out right away, and you have to walk away from that person, but you got to let them know, you know what, this shit ain't fair, this is not right, because you didn't give me a chance, and you didn't give me a choice, and then you put me in harm's way, because you don't know how your mate is going to react if they in fact find out. They may sense it, you know, they may see a text message, hear a call, or anything. It's so unfair.
Right.
So I get the demon and the devil for it.
No, because see, the thing is, like with this whole situation, it wasn't even me blaming him. I internalized it. And,
okay.
You know, I made it to where, you know, what is it about me? You know what I'm saying? And it was me mm-hmm. staring at myself in the mirror, having that conversation with myself.
Okay.
And so it was strange in that, well, see, I kind of sort of like embellished on some of it because, mm-hmm. you know, there's people that actually go around proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. he's married, but he likes to lavish me with all these gifts and stuff like that. Yeah, just to keep you around and keep you quiet. Shut up. You're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
but it's still so unfair because
right.
you were in a relationship where you thought you were the woman, and then that all got flipped to where you ended up the other woman. That's a hell of a position
yeah.
to be put in.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought I was safe. And the crazy thing is we did date for quite some time, and then he proposed. I'm sitting here
mm-hmm.
engaged to a married man. Like, what in the world? And that's why I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm taking a stance to kind of sort of be by myself for a bit. Just kind of sort of just chill and, you know, heal from not only mourning the loss of my husband, but this mess too. And I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a break. Yeah, I should have saw that one coming, but I didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm healing.
Right.
And in all honesty, like right now is, like I said, I can write about it now. And, you know, in hindsight, I see everything clearly that although
mm-hmm.
I internalized it because I have to, you know, deal with my shadow self,
mm-hmm.
I have to be able to deal with that and then move forward because, yeah, I want anything that I touch going forward to be healthy and even my response is if it's not. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I feel it. I was in that situation myself. The thing is, I had bought the dress and everything, and I didn't find out until after all the plans and stuff were made. I gave the dress away because I was just done. I hit the floor. I was
right.
so hurt and so depressed. I mean, I had told my family and everything. I was ready. I had made up my mind. I was ready to go ahead and take the step again. I really, really believed that this was true. And it was just come to find out it was nothing but a fantasy. And he still lied. Even if I told him, his wife called me. She contacted me. And I knew it was his wife because she gave me details about certain aspects of his life that nobody else should have known. You understand what I'm saying?
See, so, the person that contacted me was the wife's best friend. It wasn't even the wife. And so,
okay.
So I did confront him about it. He lied still. And so I did my own detective work and I found the wife and I asked her the questions and I asked him again one more time so he can, you know, come clean. Guy was like,
mm-hmm.
no. He was like, no, I am not married. I said, so who is such and such?
Mm-hmm.
And I see here you got married September so-and-so. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm chatting with her right now. So would you like to explain that? So, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's like back in the day, you know how you say, you called Boston, man, but you want to stand play these days.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
But,
I understand. Mm-hmm. This is a horrible pain. This is a hell of a way to find out that this is the kind of person this person is. But
mm-hmm.
at least think of this. Think of the bullet you dodged.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he's
yes.
going to have a wife, if he's going to have a wife that he married and promised to be there forever,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing this with you, could you imagine having him as your husband?
Even if he got divorced,
yeah.
I still don't want him. Because if he can do that to her, he can do that to me. And I'm not exempt, so I'm good.
Yes,
I know I'm
ma'am.
Not exempt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So she can keep that one.
Absolutely.
And all the drama that comes with that guy, I'm good.
I feel the same way, honey. It shut me down for a minute, though.
Right.
After that happened, I lost a lot of trust.
You have an inability
to trust issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I you know what? I had to snap out of that stage because I don't want to spend the rest of my life pushing away, you know, who could potentially be the best thing for me. You know what I mean? And
my
I had to learn
was,
how to – go ahead.
I'm sorry. You had to learn how to – I want to know your
I just
thought.
Had to learn – I had to learn how to have faith enough in myself to understand that, like you said, I'm not exempt from being hurt. I'm not exempt from being cheated on or anything like that. But have enough faith in spirit to know that – eventually, you know, the right love is going to come for me.
Right.
It took a minute for me to snap to get to this point, though. It really did, because that shit that happened to me, that knocked me on my ass. Literally, I couldn't
mm-hmm.
breathe. I felt like I could not breathe because I was really in love with this guy. And he played a damn
yeah.
good game. Go ahead.
Right. The thing with me was it wasn't even the fact that I couldn't trust anybody else. It was more so me not being able to trust myself with the decisions I was making because
mm-hmm.
I knew I was still mourning the loss of my husband. I knew I had not completely
mm-hmm.
closed that door, and I just wanted intimacy. Now,
mm-hmm.
the guy that I ended up, you know, talking to, I had known him since I was 14 years old. It was one of my best friends. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, in telling him that, you know, I wish you would have just trusted my friendship to be honest with me before we even
right.
took it there. Because the
right.
fact is this, you violated everything, not only not violating me, but my friendship as well. And so we're
mm-hmm.
not, I can't even say that we're going to be the same after this. Like, I check on
mm-hmm.
him every once in a while to make sure he's okay because I know, you know, he has health issues and things. But outside of that, making sure that you're
mm-hmm.
good,
mm-hmm.
that's all I got for you. You know, it's not
I
like I'm, you know, still connected like that because I don't want to be. But,
yeah,
you know,
you.
Genuine
yeah.
care, you know. Here I am, you know, 30 years later from the time that we met. I was 14 then. I'm 44 now. And, you know, I'm like, we had been friends for so long. Why would you do that? But
absolutely.
Case of Asara, right?
Hey, whatever will be, will be. Such is life.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? It's you learn to trust yourself again and love yourself again because you know what? Life happens. We're going to have our bumps in the road. Well, I call them speed bumps. We're going to run into some things. And it's not saying that we're not going to get hurt again, but you learn how to deal with it a little bit better. You have a different frame of mind because you gather your maturity and your
mm-hmm.
within the experience and your wisdom from it. You know, and God kind
of
opens up he opens up your eyes and allows you kind of see the bullshit coming before it gets to you
right.
the next time. So,
right.
it's an internal job and it's a lot of work we got to do on ourselves, but it eventually you find you're happy again, you find your smile again, and you start to attract what you actually want. And what you need in your life, you know, and you're not
right.
so open and vulnerable to the bullshit later
right.
on in life. So, you know, it works
right.
out. You just gotta, it's like you said, it's about trusting yourself more so than anything. Because once you can trust
right.
yourself, you can make wiser decisions. Your eyes are open, you know what I mean? And your heart is not so closed off because you can't trust if your heart is closed. You can't.
Right. Not only did I develop a stronger trust in the decisions I make, I also develop stronger values for myself and a standard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was necessary for course correction in my life. So I received the message and the lesson. I'm good.
Absolutely. I feel you on that one.
Indeed.
Man. It's something else, honey, but, you know, got to go through something to get somewhere. That's one of my mottos in life. You know, it's cliche,
right.
But it's true. It is true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a trip, bud. It works out. But I want to thank you for calling in, love.
Thank you.
Girl, you deep sister. That's what's up. I mean, we need to hear more of the poetry from you, though, man. I actually, you know what? I think it was the second time I was pretty much creeping around in the poetry corner time because I was still a little apprehensive about making my presence known. And you were on there,
right.
And I actually recorded one of your pieces that you did because I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was pretty dope. And I got it in my playlist. I listened to it every once in a blue moon. Yep, I thought you was dope back then too. So. Yeah, yeah. I'll be lurking. I'm a creep. I'll be lurking.
I'm honored. I thank you.
Aww.
I'm honored and I thank you. I'm sitting here like, my cheeks hurt.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. I've been a fan of yours for a minute. I've gotten a little bit more vocal with it over time. But I want to thank you for calling in and just participating. Man, I see your number, but I don't call you out. You know, sometimes for real, we want to shout you out and cause a little disruption in the force. But
he opens my mic, and Mr. Metaphoria opens my mic just to be funny because they know good and well. 9 times out of 10, I'm working in the back end. Tonight I was cooking when he's sitting there calling me out. I'm like, really? So I'm like, if you want to call folks out, let me go ahead and get my piece together and stuff. I ate real quick and then, I'm here.
I'm grateful. I'm so glad that you did because that was a magnificent piece. I can't wait to hear the whole story. Is that in a book or just pieces that you are making a continuance of?
It's a piece that I'm going to make a continuance of and it will be in a book. So, yes.
There we go.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm definitely going to grab a copy. Just let us know when it's out there. You know, I love to read it.
It'll be the second one. So, okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, send me the information so I can grab the first one and check it out. All right.
It's not poetry. It's not poetry. It's actually a collection of stories from me and other ladies who talk about, you know, loving and living after tragedy. It's actually the title of the name. I mean, of the book. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I'll definitely send that to you.
That's what's up. I still would like to read it. Check it out. That's what's up. Definitely.
I'll send it over to you.
Awesome. Okay. All right, love.
Thank you both so much.
In the service office. No, thank you. Man, we appreciate your transparency and sharing your story with us. That is, you know, we always tell somebody else's story, not just our own, and somebody needs to hear it. So thank you so much. I'll put you over in the service office. You're going to have to go next door because I think my male therapist is still holding VIP passes. He got a thing for
I know. I just sat there and tried to, you know, sneak something under the door from this VIP. So I'm going to keep on walking.
All right. One love, one mic. Man, that was up. Oh, wow, Stan. This tonight was an awesome show. It really, really was. It kind of had a slow start with just the music and everything, but turned out to be a really, really good show, and I'm so glad. And see, you know what? I'm about to get this next caller. because he know that I was just getting ready to shut the show down. I might not even open. I got half of mine not to open up his mic, but I'm gonna open it. I'm gonna open it right now, and I'm gonna get him right now. He ain't even just Jay. It's Jared tonight. What's up, Jared?
I love you for your half of mine to let me in. I need that, because if I don't get no consideration, it's over with for me. How y'all doing? You know, I thought I had my hand up, and I was about to go into a tirade, and then you was about to shut it down. I said, wait a minute, I got my hand up, and I looked, I ain't have my hand up. I apologize for that. That was not on purpose.
All right. I'm going to forgive you this time, because I see you didn't actually, you weren't here the whole time throughout the show. I'm gonna let this one slide.
I've done it myself.
I have done it myself. Yeah, because you got ready to get ignored. I was like, no, he didn't. No, he did not.
I still get it, even though she said she let me off the hook. I still got to catch it.
I got to light it just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not too much.
Right.
But it's all good.
Not the full death blow. Man.
Now, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I've been listening to the past couple of posts. I've been thoroughly impressed by everything.
Dynamite pieces.
Everybody's been being real open at the therapy place here.
Oh yeah.
Well, they came. That's right. They came to the right place because they needed some poetic therapy, and this is poetic therapy. So,
all
what's
right.
on your
Can
mind
I read
tonight?
Y'all some? Can I read y'all some Rorschach poetry?
Absolutely.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to read y'all these little short snippets, whatever pictures that come to mind. Go ahead and just speak freely. Bubbles effervesce in the bottoms of crystal as libation pours slow. Either one of y'all.
Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You know, a blog talk is excellent. Say that again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Bubbles effervesce in the bottom of crystal as libation pours slow.
Stan?
I'm right here.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. A blog talk is acting off. Jay, can you hear us?
I can hear y'all.
Yeah, I could hear you too. That was brevity, was it not?
Yeah, it's just a haiku, a little Rorschach.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I like that.
I just wanted to get y'all responses off of what y'all think about it.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of the libation poured slowly, that is a hell of a visual in that brevity.
Mm.
I like that.
Thanks, Dan. I mean, here's the high school for shorting up my point.
Exactly. You can go with so many different directions or perspectives with that as a visual.
Mm.
I like that one, Jared. I do.
All right. What you think about it, Danielle?
I love haikus. I do. Even though you were on my end, I was getting a bad signal. I could hear a tiny part of it, but I'm a fan of haikus. I really do. I wish I could write them like everyone else, but I'm not really good at that because I always have to fit something here, something there, and it winds up being too much. But I do. I love the little bit that I did here, the couple of words that I heard. Man.
What I normally try to do is
I try to take a real short verse that might sound snappy or something like that, or at least be a starter. And then I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is my syllables I got in there. And sometimes I got to go ahead and add an extra letter in there or put an ED on the end of it to make it work. But it's really showing me how to say more with less.
Okay.
All right, I got one more for y'all.
Okay. You got another one? I am ready for it because I love the discipline on how that teaches you to stay so focused on what you're doing in so short of a phrase. Go ahead.
Oh,
absolutely. The mic
is yours.
If
y'all need me to repeat it, appreciate you, Donnie. What can a father when he is not there?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That's deep.
Oh, now that is deep.
That is pretty deep.
And that's the incredible thing. In a limited amount of syllables, you open up so much that can be perceived from that. That's the thing I love about brevity and the haiku or the senru or the tanka. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jared, you're right in my wheelhouse right there, my friend.
Thanks, all right, I got one more for y'all. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Danielle. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, it's like Stan said, you have, man, you opened the door for a very, very large conversation with that one right there. Ooh, that is thought-provoking. For that question right there, wow.
That's their legacy, too, that legacy is not being left behind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, go ahead with your next one. Mic is yours.
All right. Danielle, you heard this one before. Woman in red sighs. Many men notice her eyes. Closed, but not a care.
Oh, man.
I did, and I like it even more. Every time I hear a piece a second time around, even more so, I like it. The statement in it about the color and the fact that the heel, oh, that speaks volume. It really does. I loved it. Go ahead, Stan. I'm sorry.
Hey, Daniel, what you feel about it? Was it a chaotic situation? Was she in control? What was the deal?
No, I think she was in complete control. Trust me, honey. When you got heels on, you in control. It's a battle of that. Whether it is whether no,
right,
you know,
the
whether
red
it
the bottom,
is
the more in control.
That's right. That's
there
right.
You go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So she was definitely in control. Yes. And red is a color to let you know I am in control. So caution when approaching. Yeah, definitely.
The woman in red.
Oh,
there
yeah.
You go.
Jared, those were excellent.
Did you want me to hit it again for you, Sam?
The third one?
Yeah, the very last one we just did.
Oh, yes.
Woman in red sighs. Many men notice her eyes. Closed with not a care.
There it is. Without a care. She's in control.
Oh, she's I'm about to get this. Out of that way. I appreciate y'all letting me go ahead and come in and do something a little bit different, man. But haikus is something that you can't, like, really just do and it be done. And then haikus, you got to be in a certain state. And sometimes it's you just never get a chance to rattle off three of them. I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to them.
Oh, hey, it was our pleasure. I love the discipline of it. It teaches you to condense a thought or an event or whatever it is, a concept, and you
right.
condense it into such a straightforward form. You know, I love that.
I like to read scriptures.
It is an excellent discipline. It really is.
Last time I talked to you, you were talking about the different disciplines, and sometimes you can even challenge yourself with the discipline.
Yes. That's why I don't hold any single poetic form. I'll try a little bit of everything just to challenge myself, to push myself.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, Jared. You still Jared tonight.
I know.
I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office, and you go on over there, talk to her, and let her know what's on your mind. And beautiful haiku. Thank you for that. Because I am a fan.
Oh,
of them.
Let me tell you. Jared, when you get there, hit her with that second haiku, blow her mind.
yeah.
For real?
It will. Yeah.
For real. Blow her mind, man.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. All right.
What can a father pass down to his son if when he is not there?
There you go. Oh, yeah. She'll have something to say about it. All right, Jay. I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. Thank you for calling in, sharing those beautiful haikus. One love, one mic.
All right. Y'all take care.
One love, one mic, man. That was great.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
That was the last caller, actually. And, he kind of made up for it because I'm definitely a fan of haikus because there's so much being said within those few lines. They have such an impact on the listener, well, especially me. So I really, really appreciate them. Now that we're closing the show, you got any last words for our callers, our listeners?
Well, let's just, after listening to Jared and the other poets, I'm going to close it with this haiku. It is not just years that measures human wisdom. Sometimes it is miles.
Absolutely. That was, that's what I'm talking about. That has such an impact on me when I hear these pieces like this. And that is so true. Sometimes it is miles. Man, that was beautiful, Stan. Thank you for that. Oh, man.
Well,
I wish I had that
for the lady
like
who
that.
Likes haikus and for the man who just dropped three beautiful ones on us.
That's what's up. Greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. And I also want to thank you again for being such an awesome co-host, the beautiful pieces that you did, and just taking the time out of your schedule to do this with me. I really, really appreciate it. Man,
trust me, I cannot tell you how much easier it is having you here. Because, like I said, I am a techno troglodyte. If I had to handle the board and the phones and everything else, you think Blog Talk screws up? You've seen nothing yet.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Stan. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for calling in all the poets. For the listeners as well, I appreciate all of the love and support that you give by calling in, sharing your pieces. Every last one of you are awesome poets with your unique styles, and the transparency tonight is so appreciated. I'm very grateful for it and trusting me with it. And I want you to continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself. If you haven't started yet, because that's where spirit dwells, and also continue to love one another, respect each other, continue to be safe because this thing out here still isn't over. I know they done opened us back up, but So it isn't over yet. Okay? And with that, everybody, I'm going to say
peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger, he said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused who I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only.
So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but I know.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act managed, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
You're too far away.
spent all in the sheets. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.